Blog Talk Radio.
It's the street and it's March Madden.
I'm brainless, different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond, my nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking, fucked up ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to, but dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo. My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holler at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. They got me.
The streets is talking, sports talk radio with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Man, it's St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day edition. We hot, it's live. Man, we done went to a Milwaukee Brewers spring training game, got a chance to rub elbows with a couple players. They might be on Friday before they get out of here. They got a lot going on. But they listen. Big ups to Carlos Goldman, man. Got us the tickets today. Outfield, the Golden Glover for the Milwaukee Brewers. Big up to you. Lowe's, what the deal? Come on, stop. But before we get started, because I know everybody in America has a bracket, and it's going down. Everybody thinks their bracket is the Bible. But before we get started, we get to hollering about the bracket and who got snubbed and everything that's going on with that. What's up to the producer and my co-host of the show? What's the deal,
T-Ro? Yo. You know what it is. I've been up all night, couldn't get no sleep. Because Joe Lenardi, you disappoint me. I just don't get Joe Lenardi and the people who be putting the brackets together. But we'll get to that later, you know. What's up to the world? I'm tired, y'all. You know, I might sound like L Boogie today. I might be a little hater, but then again, you never know. I might smooth it out. But I'm feeling raw tonight, L Boogie. That's how I'm feeling. Couldn't get no sleep trying to fill out these brackets. Warren Buffett, I'm coming for my check, homeboy. Get ready for me. Man, got some sad news in the NFL, man. I don't know if it's too sad, but I like Jim Irsay. I know we're going to talk about Jim Irsay getting arrested. Come on, Jim. You're the tweeter, dude. You got to come on. Come on, Uncle Tweet. That's what I call him. I call him Uncle Tweet because Jim Irsay be tweeting like a little bit. You know what I mean? And then, of course, you know, we're going to talk about the NBA and it's getting crucial, Boogie. We down to 20. 20 of them left. Who's going to do what? I don't know. It looks like that Miami looking a little shaky. Oklahoma City don't know if they want to get right or act. They don't know if they want to get right. Took a drumming to the Mavericks last night. See, that's all I understand about my team, but I know we're going to get to that later, too. Dallas, I tell you. And then them Cowboys. Hell, we had to get somebody from the Browns? I don't know what's going on this evening, but, you know, it is what it is, man. Streets is talking. It's our time, man. I want to say what's up to everybody on the web. Juelz, I see you, Big Kevin. Saw Juelz there in the party this week, too, you know what I mean? So, man, that's my brother right there, man. You know how we get down. But, yeah, man, you know, it was cool. The Streets is talking was at the Milwaukee Brewers Chicago White Sox game today and, you know, just chilling in a nice little shaded area that they provided us with, you know. L Boogie, lots of green beer everywhere. That's what I saw today. I'm not going to tell the world that I participated, but I just saw a lot of green beer today. You know what I mean? Happy St. Patty's Day to all our Irish folk listening. Be like, what was my dude's name? Bernie Mac? When he's on Charlie's Angels? Yeah, he ain't never seen him, but the Black Irishman. I'm the first one. You know what I mean?
Let's get down to it. Let's talk about it. You got the NCAA tournament, and I have some couple questions for you on the world. You know what I mean? First question, you know what I mean, if you agree or disagree, do you agree with the top four seeds in each bracket? You know, you got Florida, you got Syracuse, you got you got Syracuse at number three, Kansas at number two, and at number four, UCLA. That's the South. And you got Florida 1, Kansas 2, Syracuse 3, UCLA 4. That's the South region, the top four. I don't know about that. Some guys, Syracuse, my team, I think we should have been lower. The way we're playing, we should be a 7th, 8th seed. Appreciate the 3. How we're playing, but I guess like they said, they're going a body of work because if we talk about 1 through 4 seeds and we'll talk about the Midwest, look who Wichita State has to go through as far as 4 seeds. They're 1, Michigan is 2, Duke is 3, and Louisville is 4 in that region. You got the 2 teams who played for the national championship last year. And you got a coach that's unprecedented in Mike Krzyzewski in that region. Do you agree with that, Ro, before I run down some more questions? Do you agree with them seedings? Is it anything in the West or the East that, you know, mind boggles you right now going until, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday before they have the playoffs?
The only one that really gets me is Louisville. The way Louisville has been playing the last couple of games or the last week or so, those guys have really been blowing people out. And for them to get a 4 seed, you know, it is what it is. I think the 4 seed does them a favor. So in that aspect, they will probably do what they need to do and do it pretty soundly. Just off of the eye test, what I've been seeing lately from Louisville and Coach Rick Pitino. Looks like those guys want a repeat. To be honest with you, I would have switched in the East, Iowa State, Michigan State, just on the simple fact that Michigan State is dominant. I know Iowa State beat Baylor, but Baylor wasn't ranked. You know, you got Michigan State who beat up on Michigan. That was a big-time game right there. So what I'm going to say is I would have switched Iowa State, making them a 4 seed and Michigan State a 3 seed. But, I mean, you know, just right along with Louisville, it makes it not easier, but they will beat their opponents pretty soundly, being a 4 seed and making their way through the tournament. So, you know, we always going to have some oohs and some ahs and some yay and some nay. But, you know, for what I see just with the top four on each side, I'm cool with it, man. It's just that, yeah, good luck, Wichita State. I know that you don't have freshmen and sophomores really running the team. I know that you're one of the teams that have a sound junior, senior, veteran squad. But, damn! You had to be put in the Midwest with Michigan, Duke, and Louisville. Yeah, hey man, Wichita State, win the first one, cause you got your hands full in the second round. We gonna get to that, but just off top, win the first game, Wichita State, get to 35-0, cause 36, 37, 38, 39 gonna be the hardest games of your college career. I'm pulling for you. But it's going to be hard. I don't know if you can make it back to the Final Four. You might be Sweet 16 or Elite 8, but you ain't going Boy, I tell you, that's a hot fire right there. That's a hot fire right there, Boogie.
That leads me to my next question. So you saying that the Midwest is the toughest bracket, or I would say the toughest region. I would have switched Louisville and Villanova at 4-2. I would have had Louisville at a number 2 seed, and I would have put Villanova at a 4 seed. Because right now, just looking at the eye test and how they're playing, I don't think Villanova is playing that well to be a number 2. So that's what I'm seeing. And so you're saying the toughest bracket is the Midwest.
No, not to be honest with you. No, I'm not going to say that's the toughest one. It's the toughest one for Wichita State. If I had to pick one that was going to be downright ugly, and I mean downright ugly, you might have to take it down south, man. Florida, Kansas, Syracuse, and UCLA. Now, that bracket in the south might be one of the toughest because of all the guys there with the pedigree from the schools, you know what I mean? You got UCLA, Lord knows how many they done won. Even though Syracuse has won one, Jimmy B, that's your team. You know they going to be hard. They were number one for a long time before they got knocked. So let's not get that twisted. And, of course, Kansas. You know, we just don't know which Kansas team is going to show up each and every year. But when Kansas does show up, they go far. You know what I mean? And then, of course, there's the old school dude with the young look, Billy Donovan, bringing it back. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Florida is a team that could run the table. But, man, the South is full of them, dog. Wichita State, that Midwest going to be tough, you know, for Wichita State, just for themselves. You know, but as far as I think the toughest is going to be the South, man, with those guys.
Not so fast, my friend. Yeah, you got old Syracuse up there. My guys, what are we going to do? But I gotta say this. I think the toughest region, woo, it's got to be the Midwest because you never know what Kentucky team is going to show up. You never know what Duke team is going to show up. And don't forget about the Musketeer. That play-in game down there, North Carolina State and Xavier, that's going to be a tough, hard-fought game. And whoever wins that, they'll have a little momentum. Sorry, St. Louis. We can't do the Nelly dance. Sorry. You're knocked the first game. That's one of my upsets on the first day. But I tell you what, it's going to be tough. I don't know if Kentucky can get past Kansas State. I have Kansas beating Kansas State, but it's going to be a nail biter. You know what I mean? No, that's the first round. Kansas State against Kentucky, that's an 8-9 game. Very competitive. It's going to be trouble. But listen to this. That Iowa-Tennessee game, don't get it twisted. If Iowa can beat Tennessee, I think that they can beat UMass. See, these first couple games, then you got Texas playing against Arizona State. See, I'm looking at the first round games more than anything. Like you said, these games are tough. I think seeding just goes out the window. But I got, you know, old Tommy. Izzo for Shizzo. You know you can count on old Sparty over there. They're hot. In Louisville, I'm going to say this. I think they're right where they're supposed to be. They played in a conference called the American, the AA Conference, the American Athletic Conference. It was decent. Yeah, they caught fire late, but we have to go on the whole body of work the whole year. So we'll see which, you know, Rusticulus is going to show up. How many shots he is going to jack, we'll see. And big ups to the young man playing for them from Cleveland, my man Lil Terry Rozier from Shaker Heights. Big up. Everybody was putting him down, talking about he shouldn't be playing. I said, listen to this, bro. Just for a guy to be sitting on the bench playing for Louisville is a privilege and an accomplishment in itself. So for him to get a little burn his freshman year, hey, proud of the kid. So, but going into the commercial break, I want to ask you this, bro. Thursday games, and we come back on the air Friday. I want to ask you your first day upsets that you think is going to happen on Thursday and Friday, and give me your reasons why. That'll be on the comeback after the break. And I also wanted to ask this, bro. Street question of the night. Which freshman is going to propel their team to at least the Sweet 16. Which freshman? Is it going to be Andrew Wiggins? Is it going to be your boy, Jabari Parker, Julius Randle from Kentucky? Those are your top three. Is Dougie's going to show us how to do the Dougie? Is Dougie McDermott going to get him there to the Sweet 16? Is he going to pull off the Danny Manning? Teach me how to Dougie. I know he's a senior, but is he going to have those guys Dougie into the Sweet 16? Can he? I saw him put on the show in the Big East tournament. They didn't win, but I tell you what, he's better than Kyle Culver. He's better than a standstill shooter. He's better than your boy, what's his name, who plays with a kid getting traded from Sacramento. Play with BYU. Jimmer. He's better than Jimmer Verdet. He can play on the next level. He's going to be dug in. When we come back from the break, bro, I need you to answer that question for me, man. Who's your first day upset? Second round upset. I need to know. It's the streets, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. T-Row L Boogie. Let's go. The little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure. I'll do years if I
pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree there, he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there were cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near University. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
We back. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. If you're listening to us on the web, blogtalkradio.com, man, hit that search box, the streets is talking. And you know, listen in. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. We also being streamed, man, on Ustream, Global Network One. We hot. Live 365. Hey, listen to this. Special shout out, man, to AJ.
Big shouts out to AJ, man.
Sports officials, what the deal?
I see you, D-Max. We see you on the line. See you, big brother Bass, hanging out on the line. Man, y'all need to come on through to the cave, man. You know what I'm saying? We in the man cave, man. It's St. Patrick's Day. Got ruined the booth. You know what I mean? We chilling. Need to come on in, man. Check us out, man, and sit down and debate with us. You know what I'm saying? Because we hot. And L Boogie asked me a question before the break. He gonna ask me who I got on Thursday. Well, L Boogie, let me tell you. I'm glad you asked me that. I'm glad I'm the first one to get to answer this. Call us, we get to y'all in this silence just in a minute. Hold up. I hear the bars, I hear the chains. Hold up. I go first. I got my commissary snack early. But let me tell you, El Boo Boo, let me tell you. Every year we know it's a five that's going to get upset by a 12. We know that there's a four that's going to get upset by a 13. We ain't had the 16-1 happen yet. But we done had a few 15 upset of two. So I'm going to do this for you, El Boogie. Yeah, I got you. On that first day, you know it's a 12 going to set 5. I know some people ain't going to like this who be listening on the East Coast, but on the other coast, man. But please don't be upset with me. I'm just going for my $250 million. First things first. See, Shaka Smart, I love me some Shaka Smart, man. I ain't gonna lie. But Shaka, they gave you 5. That's not good. Shaka, I love you, man, but Stephen F. Austin won 28 in a row. It's hard for me to balance that one out, man. That's first game? Come on, man. That's early. I gotta wake up, eat my French toast next to VCU. against Stephen F. Austin? Yeah, I got to give it to Stephen F. Austin, man. That's that 12, man. Nobody really has heard of Stephen F. Austin, man. 28 in a row. You hear about it on the little ticker when it's provided. They don't talk about Stephen F. Austin. 28 straight games, only behind your boys from Florida who been doing it big. Okay? That's my first one. I got another one for you. Hold on. I got another one for you.
Ooh-wee.
And I know Nilly Neil listening. Nilly Neil listen to your boy. You better take all your fat head equipment down, because don't look like, oh, you going to get it done the first round. Nilly Neil, I'm sorry. But North Dakota State, you know, they country, man. Nobody's really heard of North Dakota State, man. I think that's another 12-5 that could happen. Oklahoma got the 5th seed. North Dakota got the 12th seed. It don't matter where they go. Oklahoma and North Dakota State are going to bring fans. They going to bring the whole city. But Oklahoma, I see you coming up short. I'm sorry, but that's just the way I feel. I'm just saying, man, that's just a bracket. That's just the way the bracket was set up, L. Boogie. So those are my two, number 12 over number 5. I can go with some other ones, but I'm just telling you, I'm keeping my bracket a secret. Cause y'all ain't going to be cheating me out of my $250 bill. Hell, Boogie, who you got? Who's your upset on first day?
First day, I'm going to go by each region. I'm going south. My first day on Thursday, I got number 9 Pitt over number 8 Colorado. I just think that Pitt is a little seasoned, playing in the ACC this year, having some tough battles. And I think Colorado having injuries to their two-guard with an ACL injury that hurts them. So we'll see.
That is not an upset. 8-9 is equal.
But I just think that's an upset. But I tell you this, my other upset, the coach from Tulsa, Danny Manning, at a number 12, excuse me, 13, knocking off number 4 UCLA. I got UCLA being knocked by Tulsa.
Okay. Now that's an upset. That's an upset.
I go to the East, and we talk about 5-12. I got Harvard over Cincinnati. I'm sorry, Cincinnati, but you got that 5, and I ain't got 5 on it. So I think you're going down on Thursday. I got St. Joe's at number 10, knocking off number 7, UConn. I just think St. Joe's has some momentum. They won the 8-10. They hot right now, like DMX would say, kind of hot right now. In the West, I'm going with, you know, like you said, that 5-12. I have Oklahoma getting knocked off by North Dakota State. And in the Midwest, I got a lot of them. But I'll just tell you for the ones on Thursday. I got Xavier winning the play-in game against North Carolina State. And then I have the Musketeers knocking off St. Louis. That's another 12-5. And then, last but not least, I got to go with the home team. Since I live here now, I reside in Phoenix, Arizona, if the world don't know, that's where the show located. I got to go with number 10, Arizona State, knocking off number 7, Texas. That's my Thursday games.
You are a hater, boy. Hey, boy.
I know you're from Texas. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But you lose it on Thursday. You're going to have to take the Texas jersey off early.
You know what's another upset I think that might be brewing? Is that Baylor. Nebraska is number 11, and Baylor is number 6. Watch out for sneaky Nebraska in that West region, man. Nebraska somehow just knows, and they find a way to beat the ranked team. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. I'm not saying that they're going to go far, but watch them on day one. Watch them in that first round. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe you picked that. Man, Daddy Manning ain't playing. Come on, man. He told you standing up there in that black and white pinstripe suit. Now, that was clean. Danny, you're still looking clean, big. You look like a pimp. I would give you the title from old Woody out there in New York, but I can't give it to you. Woody too clean. He got the Chinaman. You know, you can't. You ain't got that yet. So, you know, you're doing some college pimping, though.
Yeah.
I give it to you. You know what I'm saying? But those are some good picks. Those were some great picks, L Boogie. Now, let me ask you this, man. Since you got it looking like that, man, let's go ahead and move on to the second round, man, because let's break down this South real quick. We know that Florida that number one going to beat the 16. And you got Pittsburgh beating Colorado. So who do you got out of Florida and Pittsburgh if that should go down?
I have Florida putting the Pittsburgh stomping on Pitt. And I know all the Cleveland fans that love that. Anything dealing with Pittsburgh, Cleveland don't like. So if I get to talking about them, of course.
All right, moving on. You pick VCU to meet up with Tulsa. Now, that don't look like a good matchup. It looks like a blowout. But since you got Tulsa moving on, can Tulsa do something to VCU?
That's where the buck stops. VCU will make it at least to the Sweet 16. They're a little bit more seasoned. See, those guys have been there. Shaka has been there. This is Danny's first, trip as a coach. But I think he has enough inning to derail UCLA because, remember, these teams haven't played against each other. They're used to a different brand of basketball. That's UCLA with the Pac-12. So contrast of styles is going to play a important part. That's why I have VCU winning and beating Tulsa. They play kind of like the same style, but VCU comes at you. They have a lot of stamina, a lot of their guys on the ball. And when I say on the ball, 40 minutes of hell. 40 minutes of hell. They're not going to let you breathe. You go to the popcorn stand, they're following you. You might ask them for some change. They're right next to you.
Big one, Dayton against Ohio State. Who you got moving on?
You know why they did that. I know you smell the money. Ohio State and Dayton in Buffalo. Wow, it's going to be packed. I got OSU moving on just because of, Mr. Kraft. But he's not crafty enough to get past my Orangeman.
So the buck stops there. And the last one in that South region, of course, New Mexico, Stanford, Kansas, Eastern Kentucky. Who you got moving on between the two?
With Embiid being out, and this is shaky, and I'm going to go on a limb on this. If Andrew Wiggins doesn't perform and be that thing that I always talk about, he needs to be that thing. And if he doesn't do that, they will not make it to the Sweet 16. And on my bracket, I have New Mexico going to the Sweet 16, knocking off Kansas.
Ooh-wee. Is that your upset bracket or that's your real bracket? Let me know.
That's my warm. That's my billion-dollar bracket. What are you talking about?
Hey, boy, there's some folk in the studio now. What? New Mexico, man, you've been on the West Coast too long. Boy, I tell you. You like driving through the country woods in New Mexico. Just checking out the scenery. It's worse than the desert we got out here. All them cows and stuff. Oh, come on, man. New Mexico.
I love Albuquerque. And you know why. Boogie!
I got to
go with New Mexico, man.
We got to go to a commercial on that when they go to this file OMG! I can't wait to come back from the commercial, man. It's about to get firecracked in here. I'm about to light it up, man. It's about to have fireworks going crazy in the studio. Pop, 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 pop.
Man, when we come back from the commercial, we're going to get into the asylum. Give us a call, 347 855-8896. Get what is on Ustream, Global Network One. Let's go. We hot. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You with your boy T-Raw and L Boogie. March Madness. And it's money. Let's go.
Got the push, I drink till I hurl, got the haze, got the push. Me against the world when I get to where I'm from. I'ma show 'em where I'm from. I ain't cool with what they gave me, I'ma get this money, son. Chosen few, I feel like I'm one. It's all or none. Real to every nigga born in the slum. You know death's around the corner, but you still go. Life is a kick in the ass with a steel toe when you're chasing that real dough. And I'm down to get mine wherever wheels go, wings go. The ones I love, love to find a thing so. With all that being said, I let it ring ho. Chill through the winter, spend summer, fall, spring slow. Check out my lingo, Jamaican terminology. It followed me, then swallowed me. It's no apology, that's a part of me. Probably why they honor me. I gotta be top lottery, hot commodity. Although it's like a job to me, it's highway robbery. Ride with me, where to? To the top, obviously. I lost my pops October, it made me colder. No longer able to stand shoulder to shoulder. You know when it's over, no rewind, no controller. No degree, no diploma, just the heart of a soldier. Life to the fullest, put it all in the hands with a knife and these bullets. Cause they ain't gon' pull us, got the prey, got the push. I drink till I hurl, got the haze, got the push. It's me against the world when I get to where I'm going. I'ma show 'em where I'm from. I ain't cool with what they gave me, I'ma get this money, son. Chosen few, I feel like I'm one, it's all or none. Work at every nigga born in the slum.
They ain't give it to me, so I took it. Chopped, bagged, and cooked it. Didn't take it for granted, never overlooked it. The bullshit came in and went out of the other ear. Coming from the hood, you'd be lucky to see another year. Slip another body bag up, shed another tear. Went up North Wildin', then they threw them off the upper tier. Nothing like open in the fridge and ain't nothing there. Everybody talking at the same time, nothing clear. Yeah, what's a father supposed to tell his kids? When the revolver become their relative, and they going harder than he ever did. We all die, but do we ever live?
Life to the fullest, put it all in the hands with a knife and these bullets. Cause they ain't going pull us, got the prey, got the push. I drink till I hurl, got the haze, got the kush. Me against the world when I get to where I'm going. I'ma show 'em where I'm from. I ain't cool with what they gave me, I'ma get this money, son. Chosen few, I feel like I'm one. It's all or none. Work at every nigga born in the slum. Sound same as an automatic, I was at it again. Tapping my Tim to Eric B and Rakim. Thought I was in, brought up within the devil stadium. Red lights if you play with him with this gift. I'm flaming them lost and he half Damien. I'll sun them with my shady side. Young and dumb the way we ride. Chaos every day we see. Cripple along the way we hide. You know I'm 100, you ever gave me 5. Some gut left out there, still hurt from the way he died. I'd rather take an army with me. So then I'm living fucking bitches popping down and pissy. They piss me off but they picking. I'm way too hard to miss me. That boy too right, I put my future on my darker history. I got to live life to the fullest. Put it all in their hands with a knife and these bullets. They ain't gon' pull us, got the prey, got the push. I drink till I hurl, got the haze, got the kush. Me against the world when I get to where I'm going. I'ma show 'em where I'm from. I ain't cool with what they gave me, I'ma get this money, son. Chosen few, I feel like I'm one. It's all or none. Work at every nigga born in the slum.
Yeah. Real nigga shit. Smoke out to it. Zone out to it. Count a $500,000 cash. Live life to the fullest, niggas. For those not here.
That's for that big, that's for that $1 million, you know what I mean, tournament bracket. I want it. I got two brackets in under two different names. You already know.
I gotta have it.
It's the streets, man. You back with your boy, co-host T-Ro. You know what I'm saying? And your host, L Boogie. If you want to send us some emails, man, email us at thestreetsistalking@gmail.com. Get with us, man. You streamers. You know what I mean? Global Network One.
You know what's funny is that I'm glad we had the commercial, man, because I got an opportunity to look at what you broke down. But I got a better vision of why you broke it down like that. See, you don't want Cuse to have to beat up against. You know New Mexico can't handle that Syracuse zone. That's why you picked New Mexico, so Syracuse could have an easier road to that little final. But they're going to get beat up when they meet up against Florida. You know why? I can't say that. Because Florida, them big guys, they can get in foul trouble because y'all got less. That's one thing y'all do have. Y'all ain't hitting all them shots. Y'all definitely got less. Defense turns into offense. So, you know, it might be all right. But I see what you was doing. That ain't going to work. Just try to get your boy to the Sweet 16. But good old Tom Izzo. Michigan State. If you don't have Michigan State somewhere high on your list, you better get him up there. This Tom Izzo time. Right when you don't think Michigan State going to do something, they go out and win the Big Ten tournament. They go out and size everybody up for the NCAA tournament and make it to the Final Four. That's all Tom Izzo does. So if you're rolling with Michigan State, hey, big ups, guess what? You're going to be doing good up until the Final Four. Because, woo, if Michigan State have to see Florida or Syracuse, that's going to be a good game. That's going to be a hell of a game, L Boogie. I like the way that sounds already. But I got to wait 3 weeks before it even happens. So your team better do something. Come on, Jimmy B. I want you to get your second one. But you got a tough road. Told you, L Boogie, it's that South, man. That South bracket is amazing. You know what I'm saying? The question of the night I want to answer, too, before we go into the asylum, man. You asked which freshman was going to lead their team on to the, you know, to the Sweet 16 or further. Well, I'm going to tell you, L Boogie, you might not agree with this one, but I'm going to tell you. You want to know who it's going to be? I would say Jabari Parker because he won the Wayman Tisdale Award for Best Freshman of the Year. You know, big ups to you, Jay. Hey, you deserve it. But I'm not going to pick it. Who I'm going to pick just might surprise you. And it's not going to be Andrew Wiggins, who needs to stay for another year. Who I'm going to pick is two of them. And they look just alike, and you ain't going to like it. Watch what them Harrison twins from the University of Kentucky do. When the lights get to shining bright, I know U of A got that boy Gordon. I know they got Aaron Gordon. I know. And I know there's a lot of good freshmen out there doing their thing. I know Louisville got Harold. I wanted to pick him too. But I'm going to pick the two-headed snake, dog. Watch out for them Harrison twins. The twin brother that's the shooter, number two, he hard. He's feeling his rhythm. Number five still got to figure out how to, you know, get control the game. You know what I mean? But I'm telling you, watch them boys. That's why they at the University of Kentucky. And one of my snitches told me this. John Calipari had to switch up his style. He couldn't be raw-dogging them on the court. He had to sit back and talk to them calm and cool. You know what I'm saying? And look how they've been producing. They almost got lucky yesterday and beat Florida in the SEC championship. But they came up short. And like El Boogie always say, in the great words of Ricky Bobby, if you ain't first, but I see them doing something. Sweet 16 or better. Watch the Harrison twins for the University of Kentucky. Don't be hating.
Yeah, you're right. If you ain't first, you last. So that entails that when them lights get bright, another thing that I always say, too, they booty hole going to get tight.
Now, you know, we right here in Vegas, and my city's in the street. You know, here are the odds, man. Let me give you some odds before we go to the call and see what they have to say on what's going on, what we've talked about already. Florida 9-2, Michigan State 5-1, University of Arizona 7-1, Louisville 7-1, Kansas 10-1. That's your top five that they have winning it all. Nowhere near do they have your boy, Wichita State. Nowhere near. I'm upset about that. I had to talk to my long shots in the street. I'll be down there Friday, and I gotta see if I'm gonna put some ends on them. Cause the fix is in somewhere. They're better than they were last year, and they are better than Butler. No one's giving them love once again, but I am. See Otis early. I got you, baby.
No, it's Cleanthony.
Cleanthony, I'm sorry. Cleanthony early. I'm with you, baby.
I'm a little upset. Now, let me tell you why before we go to the asylum. I can't say asylum. That is shit. Cut it out. But you got to understand where I'm coming from, L. Boogie. We know the title is going to be played in Jerry's playpen. Dallas, Texas. Get it right. But Joe Lenardi, you got it wrong. How do you not have the University of Southern Methodist in the tournament? They 7 minutes from Jerry's world. They only went 23-9 in the new American Athletic Conference when it beat UConn twice, beat Louisville once. And yet you let Cal Poly in, who's 13-19.
But they won the conference tournament.
Yet you let Mount St. Mary's in at 16-16.
Yet again, they won their conference tournament.
Man. You let Iowa in at 20-12. You let Tennessee in at 21-12. We were 23-9. And we beat four top 25. Man, we ain't done that since 1955, man. And then you go out a nerve, to put us as a number one seed in the NIT. Hell, Boogie, can you please tell the world what the NIT stands for, please?
The NIT stands for Not Invited Tournament.
So you mean to tell me we are number one ranked team in a Not Invited Tournament? Boy, I tell you. I don't even know what to say, man.
That's the street. That's what it is. Ricky, baby, his son didn't even make it. And you know he with mob ties. Minnesota didn't make it. Not enough money.
Hey, man, they just disrespected Larry Brown. I don't care about SMU. I'm talking about Larry Brown. This is what I understand, El Boogie. We were ranked 25 before we lost to the University of Houston. We were ranked number 25 in the country. So we go from 25 to 68. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm telling you went from 25 to 69 because you didn't make the top 68. I'm sorry.
Boy, y'all full of that caca, boy. That's that caca juice y'all be sipping on, boy. Dang it. You was telling naughty, man. I don't know, man. Let's go to the side before I break my phone, man. I'm break everything up in this.
Let's get to the asylum. Man, as usual, when you call in, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and give us your take. What's on your mind? If we didn't talk about something that you want to talk about, bring it to the board, and we'll holler about it. First caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, little fella?
What the deal? This D-Mac, how you doing, sir?
What's up,
I'm chilling, baby. What's up, T? L Boogie.
L Boogie got me hot over here, man. Gonna pick New Mexico. Try to do some. I think that's his upset bracket. He's talking about that's his Warren Buffett bracket. But I don't believe that, man. I just don't see New Mexico, man, doing something in that South bracket, man.
That's the upset bracket, man. That ain't the $1 million bracket, man. I'm with you, T. That ain't his $1 million bracket, dog. I don't believe that, man. He over there drinking on that green Shamrock, getting to him or something, man.
I'm telling you, man. We was in them line seats at the game, man, and it was really going down. You know what I'm saying? And let me inform you of this, man, because our snitches and I already informed us. Let me just give you what's the hottest topic. Now, what's going on, man? In this here tournament, on this here NCAA bracket for 2014, there are already 2.8 million brackets that have been filled out. Out of the 2.8 million brackets that have been filled out, 28% has the Florida Gators taking it all. 12% got Michigan State winning it all. 8% got Louisville repeat. And 7% go to Wichita State and U of A. Now, out of the 2.8 million people that did their bracket, can you tell me, who do you think going to win it all?
Well, I haven't filled out my brackets completely yet because I wanted to listen to the show, listen to what my brothers then had to chime in and say. But Wichita State, I told y'all Friday, man, they made it real hard for them guys to make it far at all. You know what I'm saying? And I told y'all that. They're not going to make it. They're not going to go far. I think they did what they did to them because, you know, they made them number one, but they made it so tough because of their schedule. You know what I'm saying? The conference that they in, they felt like they really ain't played nobody. So out of all the teams that's number one, Wichita State got to put in mad work, and I just don't see it happening. You know what I'm saying? I just don't see it happening. Florida, like L Boogie said last week, man, I don't see an NBA prospect on their team, but them dudes just play team ball. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Florida, I see them going far. Michigan State, I see them going far. But, my $1 million bracket, man, I'm rolling with Arizona, man. I think Arizona, where y'all live at, man, I think those dudes going to pull it out, man. And that's why I'm rolling with one of my brackets, Arizona. And another bracket, I think, because I only picked two, I'm going to roll with Michigan State.
Michigan State and... Who do you have in your other bracket? U of A.
Arizona, man. I'm rolling with them, man. I like them dudes, man. Think they're going to pull it out, man.
Ooh.
I don't think they won since, what, Sean Elliott? Did they win the championship when Sean Elliott was there?
No, they did not.
Okay. Oh, was that Mike Bibby? They won with Mike Bibby, right? But they won with somebody.
Yes, they did.
Okay. But, yeah, man, I'm rolling with Arizona and one, Michigan State. And another one, my upset, is Ohio State. I don't think they're going to make it out the first round. I think Dayton going to knock them.
Oh, that's your upset special. You got Dayton knocking Ohio State.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yep. Dayton put up numbers, man. I done checked them out. They're going to knock Ohio State. Ohio State ain't got nothing left in the gas tank. They done.
Well, I have and them, them being beat by Syracuse, but I do have them beating Dayton.
Oh, no. Dayton's going to beat them. And SMU, man, they did them guys wrong, man. They snubbed them, man. Wow, I couldn't believe that. I didn't agree with that at all, man.
Well, you know, it's going to be some teams that's going to get snubbed. I mean, they pushed it from 64 to 68. Every year, somebody's going to get snubbed. I'm sorry.
Man, you can't
work
you
better
can't snub
and get
Larry
there
Brown.
Next year.
You can't
Why
snub,
can't you
Larry,
snub
Brown?
Larry Brown?
No.
Why not?
No. That wasn't right, L Boogie. You know it, man. You know what I'm saying? Those dudes, they play good, man. They should be there. So now they going to mess around and win the NIT, man. Garbage, man. They should
Who
have been.
Who said they're going to get? I tell you what, they're going to get knocked their first game in the NIT.
No, they're not. No, that's not going
to
happen. They're going
to
win.
They lost to Houston. They lost to Houston on a neutral court.
And another thing I don't agree with, I don't think they should have seeded Kentucky number 8. Kentucky should be higher than the 8. I didn't like that. But that's the way it is, man. It can't be perfect, man. Like you say, some teams going to be on the bubble. Some teams going to get snubbed. They're not going to get in. They're going to seize you how they seize you. But Wichita State, man, oh, man, for them dudes, you know, to be the only team to go undefeated in the regular season, they're making it real hard for them. But if they do pull it out, hey, they're going to work for it. And, you know, I take my hat off to them cats.
Wichita State is going to humiliate Kentucky. They're going to beat them by 10 points or more.
Wow. So you think Wichita State gonna make it to the Final Four? Again?
I think Wichita State is gonna make it to the Final Four. They're gonna beat whoever comes in front of their face.
No. Teams get up, man. Teams get up. These dudes are not about to run the table. They're not about to run the table. It's not gonna happen, man. Too many good teams, man. I would love to see Louisville, you know what I'm saying, go far, but I don't see it, man. And everybody's sleeping on Arizona, man. Arizona was holding it down for a minute. Syracuse was holding it down. Arizona going to get it together, man, and they going to make some noise, man. Watch what I tell you. They make it. They go all the way. I'm going to come down there and celebrate with you guys, man.
Come on with it, because I'm telling you, I'm going to be walking with some overalls on and with some Timbos on with nothing else on in the parade with a straw hat and some hay in my mouth. I'm telling you, I'm going straight down to Tucson because it's hot in Tucson. You got to be ready for that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. How far do y'all got Arizona going to y'all brackets?
It was 84 degrees today.
No, I said how far you got Arizona going in your bracket.
I have Arizona going to the Final Four in my bracket, but that's where
okay.
It stopped.
Yeah,
what
I got them
you,
going
Steve?
To the Final Four. I got them going to the Final Four in all 10 of mine, so, you know.
Street question
what about Syracuse and a boogie? You on that Syracuse bandwagon?
Of course. I have Syracuse going to the Elite Eight.
They might get knocked by Dayton in the second round.
No. No, not at all.
You heard it here first, L Boogie. They might get knocked by Dayton.
See how you jump off the Syracuse bandwagon like I told you, like my man Tony told his girl in Scarface. We get to the Sweet 16, you'll love me again. Another Quaalude, you'll love me again.
They're not going to make it, man. They not, man. These teams is not playing on all cylinders like that. Y'all dude Parker, though, I think that's the little freshman dude that I think that can't take his team. You know, to the Final Four, to the Elite Eight. I really don't see no other freshmen doing their thing, man. But Parker, I think he can definitely bang out, man. He gonna have to rep because I think he's coming out this year. Out of all the freshmen, No, I think he's the only one that can go to the next level and, you know, go to Philadelphia, help those guys out to get out their little slump that they're in.
Let me ask you a question before we let you go. I'm gonna ask you a two-hand question. Number one, which number one seed goes down first? And number two, street question of the night, your freshman, who you think is going to be a superstar in this tournament?
Oh, Parker. I think Parker's going to be a superstar in the tournament.
Who's your first number one to go down?
Oh, man. Wichita State, man. I see them dudes going down first, y'all.
They put them in the wrong bracket, D-back.
Hey, they did, man. They did, but, you know, hey, man, they gonna work for this. You best believe. It's not fair, but, you know, hey, I don't hear them complaining either, though. I don't hear them coaches complaining. I think they expected this.
Right.
I think they expected it. So, hey, man, keep it moving, man. Keep the show hot. I'm chiming in. I'm listening, man. I love you guys. Friday won.
That's what it is. That's the D-Mac King, man. Man, I love when D-Mac, hey, you got D-Mac upset. Because D-Mac said they was going to beat the Cubs. And I'm rolling with you, D-Mac. I love you for that one. He don't like it in the studio. Picking New Mexico. Why he want to? He want to go through it. I tell you, man, I had to go to a commercial to look at my bracket again to make sure that I wasn't blind. Because I was like, wait a minute, am I missing something? I wasn't missing nothing. I know what you trying to do. Try to pull a fast sucker move on me. What did you say to Sensi? You old jive turkey.
Street. Man. I'm telling you, D-Mac, you jump off the bandwagon, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Tell me again. She'll be back.
We get to the lead eight, you'll love me again. Another lead eight, you'll love me again. You already know. Man, always calling in, chiming in all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, Huff Heights Avenue. Always cooking up the controversy. The chef man himself. What the deal, chef? How you doing on this Monday after Selection Sunday? I know you got some controversy stirred up. Give it to me. Give me all you got.
Man, if I get you all my got, man, you might catch a heart attack. What's up with the street? What's up with y'all, man? What's up with the streets? Y'all all right tonight?
Yeah, what's up with the streets? What's going down?
Man, I can't call it, man. You know, doing what I do best, cooking up controversy, you know?
Right. You know? That's what it is. Hey, I know that when you first looked, when you saw Selection Sunday yesterday, I know you was tripping when you saw Dayton going up against Ohio State. I know you was wondering, like, why would they do that?
Man, you want me to be honest?
Please do, because if you like D-Mac and got Dayton beating Ohio State and Syracuse, I'm with you.
Nah, we ain't even about to do that. Ohio State do look horrible. They look pathetic. I don't know what's going on with my boys, man. I don't know, man. And you know what's crazy, though? I told y'all last week it's going to be a lot of teams getting knocked off. I said five top teams going to get knocked off, and we're about to watch it. So what I'm about to do tonight, I'm about to choose my words real carefully. I'm about to walk real light. Because I got a lot of money on this bracket.
So let me ask you this. First things first, which number 12 is going to take out number 5?
You want to start off with that, huh?
Yeah, because you know it's going to happen on Thursday. You know we're going to have one on Thursday.
Watch out for St. Joe's.
I have St. Joe's, the chef also.
Watch out for St. Joe's, baby. Watch out for St. Joe's. Watch out for these underdog teams, man. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say because ain't nobody but the cash in on my bracket. Just watch out for St. Joe's. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me give you the list of the 12-5 games. VCU is number 5. Stephen F. Austin is number 12 in the South bracket. Who you got?
You said who?
Stephen F. Austin won 28 straight. Don't forget.
I know. Man, I don't know, man. That ain't where my angle is. I'm not really looking for them type of games. I'm looking for these upsets. That's not necessarily an upset. I'm looking for the upset. That's what I'm into.
Do you consider Wisconsin a 15 beating 2, Wisconsin-Milwaukee knocking off Villanova?
I don't have faith in Villanova. I don't see them going past 64. I'm telling y'all right now, that's going to be a first-round TKO over with. Wrap it up. Sit up here and frenzy that. I'm telling y'all, watch out for that, man. Watch out. That's all I'm going to say. Watch out. Mm-hmm.
How many of the number ones is going to make it to the Final Four, you think?
One. One.
And mm-hmm. which team is that?
It's only one. And I'm going with, and y'all might think I'm crazy about this, though. I don't even see Florida. I don't even see Florida, like, to be honest with y'all. I'm just going with my heart. And I'm going to sit up here and say, some way, somehow, we might win this. Arizona putting it off. But if I had to go with just one number one, Wichita State. It's too serious over there in that South. It's real sour. It's real serious in that South. It's real serious in that West. And it's real serious in that East. Only team Wichita State have to really worry about is Massachusetts and Louisville. And you heard it first. Watch what I say, man.
Man, I don't know about that one.
I don't even have UMass winning the first game. They're going to lose to the winner of North Carolina State and Xavier.
All right. That's so, listen.
I'm really kind of shocked at you, Chef, because you didn't pick Xavier either. You know, you're from Ohio. I'm really kind of shocked at you about that one, too.
I'm going to tell you why, though. Because they play out of anger. Mm-hmm. Get mad all y'all want. I know I'm kind of quiet at night. I'm picking my words real light. Because I don't want to give up my whole bracket. But I'm going to tell y'all team to watch out for too, man. Watch out for St. Louis. Mm-hmm.
They about to get knocked in the second round. They ain't going nowhere. They going to win their first game, but they losing on Saturday.
Man, I see you shooting your red tonight, huh, T-Ro? You shooting your red.
I like St. Louis, but they only got the dread. So, I mean, you know, it's, yeah, one and done.
Hey, can I ask y'all?
Listen to this.
Oh, go ahead. Can I tell you something? Go ahead.
I got Wichita State and New Mexico State playing for it all. I don't care about jumping off the limb. I won't give you more picks, but I'll tell you that's who I got playing for it all. Why not?
Ooh-wee.
Why? That's a dumb choice. I mean, you going? Yeah. They going to beat the Qs? I can't believe you tonight, man.
I'm going with the money. I can't go with my heart right now. I told you, we'll get to the Elite Eight. But after that, I think it stops right there with Michigan State.
L Boogie's been racing snails somewhere, man. Picking it. That's how he been picking his picks. Because I don't understand this, man.
Watch what I tell you. Now, Chef, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
What freshman is going to emerge in this tournament?
Andrew Wiggins. I see fire in that man's eyes. I don't know if it's the confidence that's been building up in the last week or maybe 2 weeks. He really wants the money. And, you know, every pitiful team right now, they don't need no another big man, the 76ers. They need somebody small who can sit up here and fit. Andrew Wiggins is chasing the money. Watch Andrew Wiggins. Can he do it by himself? Only time will tell. But watch Andrew Wiggins. Mm-hmm. But since I'm gonna give y'all something, though. See, because, you know, I'm really ain't this quiet, but I don't see Candace making 32.
Yeah, me neither. I don't trust them at all.
I don't see Syracuse making it to 32. You heard it here first. I don't have faith in Iowa State either, y'all. Watch out for my Weber boys. You hear me, y'all? I'm just want to let that be known. Remember, I told y'all that a couple weeks ago. Watch out for them boys, man. I'm not faithing on. I don't care what the all these professional players, all these ex-players, and all these professionals. I don't care. I don't see Michigan State, and I don't see Iowa State. We about to witness something. Yeah, you heard in the first, man. You about to witness something that you haven't witnessed in a long time. We would not be witnessing no Louisville and no Connecticut, no Duke, and no North Carolina. Nah, it's going to be teams that really shock. You heard it first here, man. That's what I'm saying. And I'm confident with everything I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to jump in on the commissary, man, and put two twinkies up, man, because I need to get in on that, man.
Ain't no
Ben Major coming out this year. It ain't no Butlers out there. It ain't no George Masons out there.
How you know?
Because they look like some suckers. Harvard had to cheat, and they got the most. They got all the smart guys on their team. They got them back this season, thank God. But they had to try to cheat to try to get, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't happening. I'm telling you, watch out for Tyus Bendy. He always brings it. And like you say, U of A just might be the sleeper of them all. They just might bring it.
Nah. What team shocked y'all this weekend, man?
Prairie View. Prayer View shocked the hell out of me. I was like, what's going on?
You want me to tell you who shocked me, but I don't see them doing really too much in the tournament? Virginia.
Yeah.
But I don't really see them doing too much. They'll get to the Sweet 16, I think, just because of, you know, their coach and their style of play. They'll fundamental you to death, but they're going to run out of talent.
UCLA shocked me. UCLA shocked me. I'm going to say
it. Well, it shouldn't.
Man.
When you have talent like that, they should be playing like that. But they're not going to shock you once they go home after, you know, Friday. And you're going to say, look at their faces. Because they're not going to have too far to go. They only got to go to San Diego.
Man, L. Bug, man, you might know something, man. What you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, like I told you, I have a lot of people out here. And like during football season, a lot of my things came to fruition. And I'm trying to tell you, like I told D-Mac, I know you smell the money.
I got one more question about this college basketball, man. And I want a truthful answer, y'all. Which number ones y'all think is going to be in?
Honestly, I do have Florida going kind of far. I did have them going to the Final Four. Florida is the most complete team, man, if you really look at it, with size and then the way they play defense. And Billy Donovan looked like he got them really tuned in. So I did have Florida, you know, being one of the number ones to make it in. And I also picked U of A as another number one to get in. The other two, I think, are really going to struggle just because of how the bracket stacks up against them. So, for me, it's all about the top pieces, you know, over there. So I'm rolling with Florida and U of A to be at least two of the number one seeds to make it. I got two of them. I was going to go with one, but I think two can make it.
Mm. I have three out of four making it.
What?
I have Florida, U of A, and Wichita State.
Ooh. Man.
You're going to watch. Let me tell you something, and I want you to listen to this in jest. You're going to watch Wichita State put it on Kentucky. All that all McDonald All-American, that's going to go out the window. They haven't played with sauce with 20,000 and it's millions on the table right now. You see what happened when it was the last shot? They fumbled and they booty hole got tight. Beating Kentucky is not a big thing. Kentucky might lose to Kansas State. So I'm not so convinced that it's going to be hard. Then Louisville, you don't know what ridiculous you're going to get. Now, they are tough inside.
Yes.
That's where they're tough at, and they have Hancock as the X factor. If he's playing well, watch out. But if they can minimize the turnovers against Ridiculous and company, they can maybe beat Louisville. And they will.
Y'all ready?
I'm not concerned with Wichita State. I'm looking for Izzo. This is his time of year. I'm looking for him to take over that East with Virginia and get it to the Final Four.
Y'all ready for this? Is y'all ready for this, though?
Yes.
If Tennessee beats Oklahoma, we might just win as Michigan State going home real early. And not to the first.
They're not the same bracket.
They not? No, they not. No, they not.
Tennessee is in the Midwest.
Yeah, they're in the Midwest. I just read it wrong. I don't believe in Michigan State. I don't see what all the hype about. We know how phenomenal Izzo is. Yes, he's been there plenty of time within the last 5 years. But, you know, I'm just saying, man, I'm not sold on a lot of things with this bracket. I think the West got it harder, but I don't think that East is a walk in the park.
Wow. There you have it. Chef, let the world know how they can get in touch with you, man. And you're also on Ustream Global Network One. So they getting this all the way down everywhere, all over the world. Let us know, man, how we can get in touch with you before we let you get out of here.
Oh, yeah, man. A Taste of Heaven, man. Instagram, ATASTEOFHEAVEN _ 714 Liberty Street, Pennsylvania, man. I'm Chef Sharon. Man, y'all get at me, man. I'm kind of beat right now. That's why I'm really sounding like this. My voice gone. But I'm telling y'all, we pleasing souls, and we setting trends. The streets is talking, man. I love y'all, man. So I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. to tell their girlfriends. Minaj, baby.
The streets. We love you too, Chef. No doubt. We appreciate you. When we come back from the commercial, we're going to holler a little bit about this NFL free agency. We got Julius Peppers. 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com. Get with us. Ustream, Global Network One. Let's go.
New Jersey's number one music supplier, Rick DeRuler, has the speakers on lock from the college yards to the trap house.
Okay, some type of way it made the billboard, mama.
It did, mama.
I know you feel some type of way about my karma.
I
told her in a nice way, I ain't want her number. My nigga Dre said some type of way to hit all the smile. Pistol still blessing, I don't care about nothing. Won't remember none of this shit when I wake up. That Percocet on my ass, and I done had a couple of Xans. Money, that's the price you pay. Three shows a night, that's a 60K type of day. Estimate, LOL, smiley face. First class, or Kelly by the flyaway. And I still got that hideaway, that my private place. I know you feel some type of way about my nigga Ben Hudson, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Two play, punch straight.
You back. We in the streets, man. We in the studio in the streets of Phoenix, Arizona, where we located. No doubt. No doubt. You got T-Row. I'm your wholesale boogie. Man, we was just talking about that NCAA tournament bracket. How many people are going to call off work this week, Thursday and Friday, so they can watch these games? It's going to be frenzy. Glad we on spring break. We got a chance to go see the Milwaukee Brewers today. It was frenzy. It's a lot going on. Let's hop to this football, bro.
Oh, did you hear the latest? What's up with my favorite? What's up with my Uncle Tweet, man? Damn, Uncle Tweet. That's for Jim Irsay, man, the Indianapolis Colts owner. Got pulled over on the suspicion of drunken driving. But we all know that that dude ain't had a sip of that yak. He's a recovering alcoholic, man. So what they did, though, they found them prescription pills, L Boogie. So they done put my dude on 4 felony counts of possession of prescription drugs. Damn. $22,500 later for his bail. You know, they wouldn't even release him last night, or shall I say, this morning. So I'm pretty sure he out right now. You know, Big Boss Thursday, I hope, Uncle Tweet, I hope you're doing good, man. I hope you're at home. You my favorite owner, man, besides Jerry Jones, you know what I'm saying? Because you live on that tweet, man. You speak your mind, you know what I'm saying? That's what I love about you and Jerry Jones. You're just a little bit more different. You know how to get the system working. You need to rub shoulders with Jerry Jones for a minute, man. Tell him what he need to get to do. But I know the answer that Jerry going to give you. It's the same one he give me all the time. Who are you? So, big ups to you, Jim Irsay. I hope everything cool, baby. You know what I'm saying? And then this is what I don't like, what they talking about, L Boogie. They talking about, what do you think that your boy going to do to Jim Irsay? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Jim Irsay is your boss. So, what's the commission name? Damn, it slipped my mind that fast.
Roger Goodell, how can that slip your mind?
Yeah, because I was on some other stuff, man. You know what I mean? But Roger Goodell got his hands full with this one. You know what I'm saying? Because the owner's Roger Goodell's boss. You know what I'm saying? So what can they say, or what can he say to the owner who signs your check? You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens. But Indianapolis, y'all got to get it together, man. Y'all front office and with the players getting arrested and all this is bad. Y'all count getting high. I think y'all up to about 10 or 11 people in the organization since 2010 that they got arrested for some old moo-moo juju. Y'all better slow down with that, man. Y'all, man, look, I know y'all in Indianapolis. That white stuff might be, you know, new to the game out there, but y'all better slow it down, man. Keep it cool out there, Copeland. On some better news, your boy, DRC. Now, that's who I thought you were talking about before the commercial break when you were talking about your boy was signed to your team. I thought you were talking about DRC to the New York Giants. But I forgot. You ain't no Giants fan. You a packhead. You a cheesehead. That was another thing today. I didn't like being at the Brewers game. Seeing all them cheeseheads. What's going on? Hell, set me up for the shakedown. Took me to a baseball game, and there was nothing but cheese, Milwaukee Brewers, and cheeseheads everywhere. Only thing good about it, they had on green for St. Patty's Day. But y'all got Julius Peppers, huh? Y'all ain't nothing. Y'all ain't doing your best. He ain't going to do nothing for y'all, man. He's just going to be a small bud from a once budding rose. He just go. It's too cold, man. He can't play. Well, I can't say that. He played in the Windy City. I think he did that on purpose. He didn't go far for a reason. He wanted to make Chicago pay for it. And you know what? He just might hurt Jay Cutler and put him out for the rest of his career. Y'all got lucky.
You know, we do send people out on the MASH unit, but we don't want to hurt their career. Let's get that straight. You just mad because he don't have a star on his helmet. That's what you're upset about. You wanted to get him, and when you found out he was a Packer, you were kind of, you know, perturbed because of that. Let's be honest.
Man, that's hitting below the belt, man. I ought to choke you out of the studio right now, man. Why are you going to hit me like that, man? I can't believe you did that. Hey, snitches told me, though. Jared Allen coming in for an interview.
Well, he's a cowboy anyway. He's going to come in with his cowboy boots on, with the spurs on the back, with his you know, 8-gallon hat on. You already know. And then you guys, you told me this, and I just got a kite also. You guys picked up Brandon Wheaton from the Cleveland Browns. Are you kidding me? We're not going to stay on that. I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to get on you on that. But the pickup of Julius Peppers is good with Clay Matthews on one side. Maybe we can start putting pass rush on people, and we can do a little something. I'm not going to put you. I'm going to spare you. I'm going to spare you.
Man, you just, that's twice you didn't hit me below the belt, man. Where's Pretty Tony when you need it?
And we talked about it also. The chef, if you're listening, you guys picked up your boy, Ben Tate. But we hope that he can last. You know, hopefully he doesn't get caked up.
B.O.B. Y'all need that, though. Brandon Weed, you better do something. Jerry Jones on the picture because you're the only one to know how to throw the ball to Dez Bryant. Yeah, he ain't going to see the field. You're going to be a good clipboard guy. You're a yes man. You are now have become a yes man. Welcome to the Yes Man Zone.
He's the clipboard guy. CBG. Clipboard guy. He's going to wear the latest cap. He's going to have the best snapback and the best star cap when it gets cold outside. That's what you look at when you want to look at fashion. He's going to have the best winter jacket and the best hat on during the season. That's what you look at. The clipboard guy. Not the cable guy, but the clipboard guy. Is that going to be Michael Vick? As I think about it, oh, my. But it's a lot of guys who still haven't got picked up. You know, Chris Johnson. You know, it's going to be very interesting. Guys are going to just gonna have to take a pay cut. It's going to be interesting.
I think about guys like Devin Hester. You know what I'm saying? Still haven't been picked up. I mean, man, what a great talent. He's just out there, you know what I mean? But only good for kickoff and punt returns, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you need a guy like that in the back. Run it back 109 yards.
It's ugly. I'm still, you know, very interested to see what these guys do in the draft. Now that they've got some free agents, then they'll start drafting. Then they'll invite guys to camps. Undrafted free agents. So even if you don't get drafted, you still can get in. How much money is going to be generated this first weekend?
Man, a lot, because, you know, that's why we have the East, West, Midwest, and the South, to try to put schools in a position to where they can have fans come along and cheer. Because we all know in this month of March, it is March Madness for a reason. When your team goes out and do the unthinkable just on the first day or even the second day, it's a big deal. Because I can tell you this, Hell Boogie, give me 3 years when Grand Canyon make it to the tournament and let me see where they going. You can best believe your boy busting up, and I'm going where they go. And let them win on the first day and see what. I'll be on SportsCenter. I can guarantee you that. I will be on SportsCenter. Because if they win that first, let's say they play a Michigan. Let's say they play a Texas. Let's say they play a Oregon, a Colorado or somebody, and win. I will be running on the court, Big Pippin. I tell you that. So this is March Madness for a reason, man. Teams have played 13 and 19, got in. And you don't think they want to try to, man, it's a new season, man. We got no wins and no losses. We coming in to get this W. I don't care what our rank is, it don't matter. I see you, you see me, and I'm about to hand you the business. That's why we love this game, man. You know what I'm saying? Put it all on the table. Show me what you got. Can you hang with me? Because I think I can hang with you. You know how it is.
Listen to this, Ro. I hate to burst your bubble. Let me tell you for one thing. The only reason why you're jumping up and down, you made the tournament, that's just another building built for your campus. You just generated some more money for your school. But you know doggone well, if you're a 16, do you really think you're going to win? Honestly. Do you really think it? I just don't think it can be. It can be done. It might can.
Not for my lifetime. I don't ever think 16 will ever be one. But like you say, things can happen. But
that's why they play the games.
To generate the money, because all your friends, all your cousins, all your loved ones are gonna buy those T-shirts, those phone fingers. They gonna remember this moment, because we both know, even in college, yeah, you might make it as a freshman. It's not guaranteed that you gonna make it your sophomore to your senior year. You know, that one time might be the only time you ever make it. So you go spend some money to get the T-shirts, the socks, the foam fingers, the cups, and whatever else you get, the beads, the glasses. Money's going to be generated. So, we need over there a water stand or something around us. We need to get that money.
You know, the snitches in the streets, and we, you know, getting to the NBA. My snitches in the street has told me this, Ro, before we go to break and we finish and we final off. They say that Carmelo's still leaving.
No.
And if he goes, I'm like the chef, let me choose my words wisely. I'm going to say my comment until he goes or if he stays.
Aw, you the sucker. I thought this was the streets. You would always want to talk in your mind. Now you going to wait and choose your word. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Phil coming in stepping on toes. He don't care if they manicured or not. He's stepping on toes. And it's going down. If you don't like it, you got to hit the road. And you heard what Michael Jordan said. I got another snitch that gave him a Hey, man, Michael Jordan say, man, wherever Phil go, he will succeed. He will make it happen. So guess what? If Michael Jordan said, hey, man, I believe it. Now I just need Kobe to back it up. If Kobe say so, but you know Kobe biting his words tight too, because Kobe don't like that. He got genie buzz. And that New York guy, Phil torn between the East and the West Coast, because his wife, you know he ain't going to leave that poo-poo. I'm sorry, I know it ready. He can't be on the East Coast too long, man. Gina ain't going to like that, man. I know they got the G7, G9, something new, something we ain't never heard of before. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this. If Carmelo decides to leave and go for less money, it depends on what team he goes to, and then, you know, it questions to be criticized. But I tell you this, if he decides to stay, he gets more money, and like you said, Phil is going to make sure guys win and be winners. Now, only one team cut the nets down. I just want to be like Mike Singletary said. I want winners. That's all I want. As long as we're in the conversation. We ain't even in the conversation. That's all I want. I want the streets to be talking about my Knicks. That's all. We're not even in the playoffs, man. We're not even in the – we're 3.5 games out of contention. So all I want to do is be in the conversation of can we win it all. Because we know whatever – team LeBron James chooses, they're the top contending team. Let's just be honest. So that's what I'm looking at. And it was ugly. It's ugly because everybody's going to criticize Carmelo if he leaves for less money and think that he's going to win a ring wherever he goes. Now, what if he goes there and messes up the whole situation, and that, don't forget, that frees up cap room for us. Does that mean we're going to be terrible next year? No.
Yeah.
But that frees up for 15. Well, you ain't been to the first round in 15 years. What difference does it make? Streets.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, Big Pippin. I hope that Carmelo stays because I believe, you know, he's, you know, everybody chasing that almighty dollar. You know, people say they don't need it, but 124 is 124. I'll take it. Yeah, he can go somewhere and dice it up, but that wouldn't be good unless he goes to Chicago, Oklahoma City, or join up with LeBron in Miami. That's the only way it's going to happen. That way, New York can't get LeBron. You know what I'm saying? But I think Phil going to be all right. But let me ask you this, L Boogie. I know it's been a lot of commotion going on that East Coast side with your boy Phil. But did you see the young boys yesterday, man? I had an opportunity late night last night, man, to catch a glimpse of the Golden State Portland Warriors or the Portland Trailblazers game. And, man, let me tell you, Steph Curry. Now, see, for those that don't know, Trent Jr., that's his favorite player, Steph Curry. And I ain't mad because what I saw last night really bad made me jump out of my seat. The dude had 0 points after the first 20 minutes of the game. You hear me, L Boogie? Zero. I mean zero, not a zilcho. In the next 27 minutes, he gave Damian Lillard and company 37 points. What? L Boogie, that's what I'm talking about, juicing him. That boy is the purest shooter. I mean, he might miss a lot of shots, but it don't look like it when he starts making the ones that he do make. And he got that splash brother over there called Klay Thompson. He had 27, but them boys, they were down 18, dog, in the fourth quarter. When them boys got to hitting and popping and locking and driving it like it was hot, L Boogie, it was time to turn out the lights, Teddy Pendergrass style. And they came out with the victory. And then I had this opportunity to watch the Young Gunner. I had the Young Gunner. Man, if he have 40 and 20 again, man, I might just have to give me a ticket the next time he comes down and play the Phoenix Suns. And that's that boy, Unibrow. What? Anthony Davis had 40 points and 21 rebounds? Oh, my. And winning. And I'm not talking about no losing effort, L Boogie. I'm talking about and winning, having these stats. First young dude to do it, first young stud to do it since Shaq in Orlando. What does that tell you? Man, this young generation is on fire, L Boogie. And if they keep doing this, I can't wait to see what the future holds. Come on in the league, Andrew Wiggins. You want to get a taste of Steph? Come on, Jabari. You know you got to stick KD. That ain't going to be pretty. You got to stick D-Wade. That ain't going to be pretty. You got to stick LeBron. That ain't going to be pretty. Come on in. Y'all ready? Randall. You want to see Serge? Yeah, ain't ready. Want to see Dirk? Y'all better stay another year, man. It's going down, L Boogie. That NBA getting raw. Miami lose another two or three games. I might have to question the Miami Heat. I might have to watch out for them, man.
Well, they beat Houston, and I'm going to have to question Houston. They're not using Dwight Howard enough down there. They're living by the three, dying by the three. I like Patrick Beverly, but I don't like you, Patrick Beverly, also because I think you just got a hard-on for, you know what I mean, Russell Westbrook. I saw D-Wade come over half-court ready to call a timeout. You didn't go at the ball on him. But that's neither here nor there. But they have get better.
Hold on, BS. Yes, it is here. We ain't going there. We here with that one. Come on, man. Patrick Beverly got a vendetta after Westbrook. I truly believe that, dog, because it don't make sense how he gets so amped up when he's playing Oklahoma City. And like you say, I saw the same thing. We were sitting together when that. I don't like that, dog. That's not cool, dog, to me at all, dog. Because what's going to happen is Russell Westbrook is eventually going to put his hands on that guy over something that Patrick Beverley is going to ignite. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just going on and on. It's just too much, dog. You already hurt the dude once, man. Back up.
And let me ask you this. You know, the streets been talking. You know, we in the streets, man. And, you know, we always talk about a certain amount of things. And it's been some players that's filed a lawsuit against the NCAA, you know what I mean, for compensation. They don't want anything else. They just want to be compensated for when they were playing collegiate sports. I ask you that question because a lot of kids, they hoop dream or their football, whatever sport they're playing, they get disintegrated by an injury. And the only thing that they're compensated by is a full scholarship academically. And they want to be compensated a little bit more. And I ask you this, T-Row, what do you think about that in the lawsuit that these young athletes are pursuing?
Man, cut it out. Because I can't get a piece of the chunk of the cheese. I understand that you're on video games and all this from the 90s or well, whenever they had you on a specific game. But come on, man. You ought to be excited and be privileged enough for them to even make the game so that you could be on it and pick yourself if you were so able to be on a team. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, guys find ways to make money. It is what it is. But I ain't mad. It's just the way of the system now. You know what I mean? So, I mean, Barry Sanders ain't on that list. You know what I mean? Marcus Allen ain't on that list. All the greats that you got on, come on, man. It's just showing you that there are ways that you can go around things to get paid, dog.
Do you think that they want to get compensated for an example if they hurt their leg or hurt their
man,
arm?
Man, L Boogie, we out.
Oh, let me this. What if they want to get compensated on the strength that not only my scholarship, okay, but once I leave your institution and I'm disabled, such as some cases with concussions, and they're only getting a $600 a month disability check, do you think they should get more money on top of that from the NCAA?
Well, for one, if you get injured like that, you're going to somehow, some way, get your money from the school. You know what I mean? But when you go play sports or whatever you do at a school, it, you know what you're getting yourself into, man. It's just, you know, like I said, man, people find ways to get that bread, and that's just the way that it is. So I'm not mad at them for going after it, but you know what it is, man. We did a lot in a little span. And so, I mean, it would have been good to get paid, but, I mean, come on, man. This is – we talking about guys who are suing the NCAA and – They ain't had nothing to do with the NCAA for a while. Not all these guys are injured. Some of these guys are walking properly, talking properly like you and I. Health problems are cool, you know what I'm saying? But they're just trying to get that bread from video games and everything that they were a part of at some time, you know, during their – when this game was made or when they play. Come on, man. Can you imagine how many athletes could be on that list? Come on, man. I know the NCAA is a $1 billion industry, but come on, man. That's just taking it overboard.
Man, when we come back, and I say this to say, I agree in some parts of your comment, but on the other hand, I'm going to say this, for some of those individuals that cannot use their mechanic, their cognitive anatomies, they might need that money. They might need it when we come back from the commercial. Woo! Man, we're going to see if we can get the OG scorekeeper in here from the sports officials, man. Let him weigh in on some issues and topics about March Madness. Man, we on Ustream, guys. Global Network 1. 347-855-8896. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go.
Money on my mind, Molly in my cup. Mixed with that wine, Sally in my blunt. That's his Zodiac fine, I don't give a fuck. If you rep them dollar signs, go and put them up. Fuck that, I buck back. See, I buck first, move the fuck back. I bag that, I pump that. I real estate, I trump that. Y'all be where them chumps at. Y'all be where them punks at. I be where them choppers, Uzis, AKs, and pumps at. Name a town, a city, I ripped it in. A car model, I ripped it in. A face of shape, I've been with her. If not with her, bitch, similar. G's on deck, I really lit it, shit. Y'all from left, rap, rap, rap city, bitch.
My chopper goes tat out, it'll turn you inside out. My ass like tat out, my money like tat out. Bling, tat out, money, bling, tat out, money. Rats, tat, 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 tat out. My chopper goes tat out, her ass like tat out. My money like tat out, my car like tat out. Bitch, bling, tat out. First name, I love this, so love this money is my motherfucking government.
No.
Touch me, Shoot you right there.
Right there.
Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair. Her ass like tie-dye, give me that hoe. And chalada, pop that pussy for my wallet. Takes as a weapon, papa, and I'm riding around, I'm getting it. You already know my CeeLo. I'm big like selling kilos, and you small. Small like pee-hole.
Damn.
And a chopper on my back seat. Hand reach, no plan B. I'm the type of nigga wear a pistol to the Grammy. Test me, shoot you right there,
right there.
Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair.
My chopper goes tat out, it'll turn you inside out. My ass like tat out, my money like tat out. Bling, tat out, money. Bling, tat out, money. Rats, tat, 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 tat out. My chopper goes tat out, her ass like tat out. My money like tat out.
L Boogie, we gonna do something a little different this evening. We gonna keep that tat out working. Check this out. I'm gonna call somebody randomly out of my phone off the show, and they gonna have to give me who they gonna select to win this here NCAA championship. Because if they pick the right person, I just might make a change on my pick. Or, better yet, make another one.
You have reached the voicemail box of 6-0-2-6-2-1.
Oh, he got lucky.
7-7-4-2.
Oh, you was on the show live. Where you at? Yeah, that was one person we wasn't able to get at. They got lucky. We was going to get that selection there, Boogie. We're going to try that next week, too. We're just going to randomly call somebody. So you better be watching. Because the streets is always talking. You know how we get down. What's up, North Park?
Hey, don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, we had a lot going down this evening. We talked about the upsets. We talked about the NCAA tournament, the NFL, the NCAA, some off-the-street sports situations in law with the NCAA and former players with lawsuits against them. So, man, we had a lot going on tonight, bro. Anything else you want to touch on before we get out of here, man? Big up to Anthony Davis, too, for the 40-21. You know what I mean? For the Pelicans.
Oh, Pelicans! Yeah, man. Good old Darrell Reeves said the reason why he going to the Patriots, because I just want to win, man. Excuse me, Mr. Reeves. You're only going to win about 11 games. It's only about 8 better than what you did last season. You might make it to the playoffs, but you ain't going to win a ring.
I'm sorry, man. Tom Brady, time is up, man. Before we get out of here, man, I want to say what's up to Joel. Don't be mad at me, New England Patriots fan. I got a hat hanging up for you. It's the old school, too. Joel, you know what it is. Man, studio guest Rue and Rue Jr., you know what I mean? Stepping through, kicking it with us this afternoon, man. Want to say what's up to Richie Rich, man, my dude from Vegas out around these parts, man. Going to Papa Joe's. You have to go get it in. Was it alligator? Let's go get some alligator or something, some octopus or something. He's exotic tonight, you know what I mean? Studio guest Blues to step through. You know what it is, man. Man, big shouts out to my son, to my daughter, Jada B, Trent Julian, you know, and the wifey. Everybody on spring break, man, y'all better be careful, man. Don't be getting in trouble. I don't want to see nobody on the news getting arrested or running from the law. Even though me and El Boogie might be in traffic. It might be us in the, with the tail lights showing, doing about 20 in a 65. You know how it goes. It's spring break. El Boogie, much love to you, baby. Oh, to my wife, man. My bad, baby girl. I love you. You know what it is.
First of all, man, I want to give a shout-out to God, man, because without him, we wouldn't be able to be doing this, man. You know what I mean? No question. Shout-out to AJ. Shout-out to, you know what I mean, Houston Global Network One, you know, Live 365, you know what I mean, the sports officials, you know, everybody that's listening in, D-Mac, the chef, you know, the Miss Sporty Pants Show, you know what I mean, down in Cleveland, Ohio as well. And shout-out the Legacy Dynasty, man, the youngins, you know, it's practice this week. You know how it go. And as usual, man, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. T-Row and L Boogie, always in the streets. Let's go.
AJ, appreciate it. Sports Business, you know what it is. We got Link Up on Friday. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Take shots out the wreck, movie shit. Grand Hustle Champion, all I do is call them up. Niggas starting conversations up to make them talk us up. If she ain't running shit, you can't even walk with us. CL, I'm chill, blunt, wild, and a coffee cup. You know it's B.O., I do it for the people. Stack casino, pockets on CeeLo. I'm killing the mama, I'm talking hockey bad. I do it, yeah, swag on body bag. Speed is out of here, it's gone. Farewell, so long, so long. I'm saying Ira, the way I'm gone. Play the guitar. Play the guitar. Play the guitar. B.O.B. Play the guitar. Put it out, play the guitar. Put it out, play the guitar. Put it out, play the guitar. I keep having this reoccurring image where I'm standing on top of Church's chicken playing guitar. Look over and I see B.O.B. with his strength cigar. He's standing on top of Dunkin' Donuts just like he own it. We had the corner of getting to him and they don't want it. We out here somewhere in me and Europe, they out here joning. My niggas do it way too much, sure, my chain on it. But they don't know nothing about black girls, but I will show them why the world's sleeping on black girls. Hey, I don't know, man. Silverback sack. Jumping out the jungle, blowing tiger stripe bubbles. Go to hell, bubble gum. When I was younger, space shuttle got hung. In front of everyone in grandpa come tells me to stay humble, but you not understand. One of these mumbles will make them throw up their arms and hands. And I'll stumble and they will know I put on my pants. One leg at a time, like they do, pay us no mind. But everybody looking while we do it, it take us more time. Excuse me if I'm no exhibitionist. According to the internet, 3000 got a big old dictionary full of words. He must know how to use them. It also says I play the violin, and that ain't true. But you give me six strings and a stick, and I will make a good cup of wine. I ain't gotta say shit, and I encourage any child to pick up some instrument. Cause if you're mad at your dad or mom, you can grab it and strum. Eat your cabbage and corn, by the time you're done, you'll probably realize that they make you no harm. They was trying to save your crazy ass for what's to come. 3,000 motherfucker, Mr. Tell me some.
My partner say I should practice.